Light takes you on a journey. A journey where you'll explore the nuances of energy. You'll visit the angelic realms and study the ancient wisdom and teachings of spirituality. We want you to reach within and discover the magnificent being that you came here to be. We help shine God's divine healing light by bringing love, light, and blessings into your world. And now, here is the host of Healing Light, Terry Van Horn.
Hello, and welcome to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to thank everyone who is here with us with this particular program. You know, this one's going to be great because it's all about your angels and how to work with them. You know, as a healer and a intuitive, I'm able to really connect with angels actually on a daily basis, which is wonderful. I love working with the angels and connecting with them. And I love being able to get, you know, the answers, the solutions, and the guidance from my angels. Now, I work with quite a few. I work with my guardian angels as well as some of the archangels. And then I work with a whole group of angels and beings called the fifth element. So I want to talk about some of this today and to help you so that you can get started working and connecting with your angels. But if you do want to get in touch with me, you can find me on my website at healinglightonline.com, or you can find me on Facebook with keywords Healing Light Online. So, working with our angels, you know, who doesn't want to do this? But I often get questions, people wanting to know how to work with their angels, what to do, how to connect with them. And first of all, you know, I just want you to understand that your angels are here for you all the time. They actually had a contract with you before you were even born here on earth. And they are beautiful and divine celestial beings who are messengers of God. Now, when we say that they're celestial, that just means that they're non-physical. And actually, the word angel translates into the phrase messenger of God. So they're here to really provide us with God's messages and his assistance, as well as just love and guidance and helping us to move forward. Now, most everybody has at least two guardian angels. But sometimes we end up with more because we've asked for more, or because the situation that we're in, we may need a few extra angels around. Now, our guardian angels are with us beginning to end, but we will have different archangels that float in and out depending on what's going on in our lives and where we need assistance. And then we have other ones as well who will kind of come in and out and just be there to help us for things that they may specialize in. But, you know, your guardian angels, they're with you every moment of the day. They are standing right here waiting to help you, waiting to just give you their divine assistance. And all you have to do is ask. Now, one comment that I get repeatedly, particularly whenever I'm talking about connecting with and talking to your angels, is that people will say, well, why pray to your angels or why worship your angels when you can go directly to God? And you know, that's a great question, except that no one ever said anything about worshiping our angels. Sure, we will say a prayer or ask them for assistance. but it's no different than asking a relative or a close friend for assistance, because that's who they are. They are our close friends, and they are here to help us. You know, they work alongside God, Jesus, all of the ascended masters, and all of the archangels. They're all working together to help us, and they all get their messages and their information and their love from the divine source. So when you're talking to your angels and connecting with them, it's not that you are bypassing or ignoring God or Jesus or any other spiritual entity. It's that you're asking your friends, your best friends, your partners in life to help you with something. So it takes nothing away from anything or anybody else. Now, our angels are here to really help us so that we can follow our path. Sometimes we take the scenic route and we go all the way around what our path is supposed to be. If we had connected to or asked our angels for assistance, that path would have been much easier, much quicker. You know, it makes our lives much more peaceful, much calmer when we ask our angels for assistance. But let's face it, if everybody did, then we would have this wonderful, beautiful, peaceful world. And it's obvious that we don't have that right now. So what our angels are doing is they're helping us so that we can grow and expand. They don't make everything perfect for you, because if everything was perfect and easy, you wouldn't be learning anything. I wouldn't be learning anything. So they do help us along the way. They will give us guidance. They will give us pointers. They'll point us down where we're supposed to go. But they don't always just fix it for us, because, you know, that's not what they're supposed to be doing. Now, whenever I say things like, you know, ask your angels for this, ask your angels for help or guidance, you know, some people have said, well, God knows what I need. Why don't you just go directly to Him? Well, yeah, that's certainly a possibility. You can do that. But you see, we all have free will, and we get to choose whatever we want to, any direction at any given time of the day. So sometimes we need help and we need guidance, regardless of which direction we choose to go. And see, and that's one of the biggest gifts and the biggest challenges that God has given us is free will. You see, He's not going to force us into anything. And if we have a choice between A or B, we can ask Him and we can ask the angels for assistance with it. They will help direct us, but they will not make the decision for us. That is something that we have to do ourselves. But, you know, I've also been told that people will say, I've asked my angels, I've prayed and prayed and prayed, and nothing's ever happened. They've never helped me. Well, maybe there's a good possibility that maybe that prayer wasn't exactly what you needed to do. You know, how many times when we were in high school did us girls pray to get a date with the high school quarterback? You know, it's like, oh, yes, if I just had a date with him, my life would be complete. Well, guess what? It's not going to be just because of that. But sometimes, maybe that guy or that person, that girl that we were looking at and wanting to go out with, maybe they were not the right person for us. So when we ask for assistance, it's very important to ask for something that is in the greatest good of all concerned. It's in your greatest and highest good. You know, because when we do that, then our angels will really help us with it. If you're asking to go out with someone in particular, you may not know that the guy's a serial killer, you know, but your angels do. So they don't answer that prayer for you. And then you wonder, well, what's going on? Why didn't the angels answer my prayer? Well, because they were busy saving your life. So you have to look at some of the prayers. You know, Garth Brooks had this great song, and it says some of God's greatest gifts were unanswered prayers. So when we ask for assistance, the first thing we have to do is ask for something that we really do need. Ask the angels to help you with this or something better. And then most importantly, you have to step out of the way and completely give it over to your angels. The term is surrender it. Once you surrender something, you're not worried, you're not stressed, you're not fretting about it, then your angels can make some miracles happen. But as long as we're still worried about it, obsessing about it, or, you know, just really afraid that this isn't going to happen the way I want it to or need it to, then we're tying our angels' hands. So we really have to surrender whatever it is that we're praying about to ask them to help us. And when we do that and step aside and not worry about it, then those wonderful and positive messages come through, and those outcomes come through that are for the greatest good of everyone. You know, our angels also tell us, don't worry about asking us for help. That's what we're here for, and we want to hear from you. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about connecting with our angels and some of the messages that they can bring us and how it can change our lives.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on OM Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
And we're back. You're listening to Healing Light Radio with Terry Van Horn. And today we're talking about our angels and how to work with them and how to connect with them. Now, you know, I've talked about asking your angels for assistance. And some people are really afraid that they have to get into these major eloquent prayers that they've heard through organized religion or anything like that. But basically, all you have to do is talk to your angels like a friend. You know, I do it all the time. Anytime there's something that needs, that goes on where I need assistance or I need support, I just ask them. And I don't necessarily ask for any particular angel to help me, even though I know who many of them are that are around me and helping. It's not important because actually most of them don't really go by names. Names are a human thing. Angels do things telepathically, as we know. So, you know, you don't have to know the names of your guardian angels or your guides. All you have to do is just ask for help. And you know, it can be something just really simple like, guys, I need your help right now. And just by doing something like that, that's completely informal, totally casual, but it works. Now, the other thing is that if I say, guys, I need your help right now, it's better for me not to tell them exactly what to do and how to do it. Because I am human. I have limitations. And sometimes my thought process is limited. You know, I don't always think completely outside of the box. But if I just ask the angels to help me with the situation without giving them step-by-step instructions, then I wrap it up by saying this or something better. Then that's when the miracles happen. When we do that and just say, you know, God, angels, please help me with this situation. Help me so that it will be in the greatest good of all concerned. This or something better. When you do that, you actually give them free rein to do things that are amazing. You know, the angels have the unlimited resources of the universe. They are God's assistants. They're God's helpers. So when we start telling them how we want something done by human terms, we've really tied their hands. So we need to just ask them for help and have faith and belief that they're going to do it so that it is best for everyone. It may not be exactly what you had in mind, but if you look at it down the road, it is going to be the best solution for all. But you just have to let them do it. Now, I have a quote from Doreen Virtue, because obviously, since Doreen is famous for working with the angels, there have been a lot of people who have asked her, you know, why should I talk to the angels instead of talking directly to God? So here's Doreen's response. This is what she received as far as the messages from her angels to explain this to everyone. When people are afraid and most in need of heavenly help, their vibrations are too low to hear and to feel the pure love of God. The angels, who are closer to earth, are easier to hear and to feel when someone is fearful or stressed. Then they can lift the person's vibrations and help him or her be unafraid and at peace and return to a clear connection with God. I mean, that is the most beautiful and perfect explanation that I've ever heard. And it explains everything perfectly. We can't always reach God because our vibration frequency isn't always high enough. And particularly when something's not right and we need assistance, then yes, our vibrational frequency is much lower. So that's why we need to connect with our angels, because the information and answers that we receive from them is coming directly from God. And we'd really have to remember that. Now, another question is, well, if we all have guardian angels, then why is there so much turmoil in the world? Why are things so difficult and so many horrible things that happen? Well, if everyone connected with and listened to their angels, then we wouldn't have all of that. There wouldn't be any wars, any evil, anything bad happening to other people. Everything would be perfect. But, you know, not everybody does that. And so that's why we have these other energies around. Our angels can help us so that we can deal with these issues better, easier, and to move forward. But they can't force other people who are in a very low vibrational frequency and very negative. Our angels cannot force them to listen, and they cannot force them to change. That is all part of free will. Now, another question or another comment that I hear a lot about angels is that whenever I ask people, you know, do you know your angels' names, or do you know something about your angels? You know, I will always get somebody saying, yes, my grandma's my angel, or, you know, some relative of theirs or their angels. Well, that's not exactly correct. Now, your loved ones can certainly be there to guide you. Mine are, and they pop in at sometimes the funniest times and the funniest ways. But when it gets down to who your angels are celestial divine beings. They have never lived on earth before. Okay, they have that direct connection to God, to the divine, and they have always been in the heavenly realms. The only exception is those who have incarnated just very briefly as a human to help stop a crisis or to change something, to help guide someone. You know, if all of a sudden you're driving down the road, you know, a big truck comes through, runs a red light, and it's about to hit you, but it's not your time, then your angel may come down and save you. So at that point, yes, they have come down and they have connected with Earth. But generally, they do not. Now, our loved ones, they have been here, obviously, many different incarnations with us. And once they cross over, they can act as our guides. They can help us out, but they do not have the abilities and the gifts that the angels do. They're on that side, and they want to help us, and they want to guide us, and they can give us information, and they can help to protect us. But they still are not God's messengers. So there is a very distinct difference between the two. And, you know, I do want people to understand this, that, you know, their loved ones are there and they're extremely helpful. Mine are, sometimes, if nothing else, just for a laugh. If I'm working too much, too hard, way too serious about something, I'll have, you know, my paternal grandmother pops in. And this woman was so serious in life. But now, she's not. She's actually kind of funny. Now, most loved ones who cross over will maintain the most of their personality that they had here. But naturally, they're much more relaxed and they're much more at ease. So this way, they can actually have a more fun personality, more jokes, more, you know, a better sense of humor. And so they will change in that way just a little bit. But just remember that as much as they're here around us and supporting us, they are not angels, and they're not able to access the abilities and the powers of the universe like our angels do. Now, we've got a lot of different types of angels. You know, we have what's referred to as nine choirs of angels. We have the seraphim, which are the highest. We have the cherubim, which looks like the little chubby cupids. They're the second highest. They're all about pure love. We have the thrones, which is another group that kind of bridges the gap between the material and the spiritual. They're all about God's fairness and judgment. Now, the dominions are the highest in the next series of angels because they're in groups of three. They're kind of like the overseers and managers of angels, and they always act according to God's will. We have the virtues, which watch over the sun, moon, and stars, and all the planets. We have the powers, which are peaceful warriors who clear the universe of lower energies. They've got their hands full right now. We have the principalities. They're the ones who watch over the planet, nations and cities, and, you know, trying to get people to listen to God's will for peace on earth. Then we have the archangels, which everyone is familiar with. They all have different specialties, and it's all in an aspect of God. And contrary to what most people believe, there are actually hundreds, probably even thousands of archangels. It's just that we don't have the names of everybody, except for just a few that are popular. And then we have our guardian angels that are here to help us. So when we get back, we're going to talk about other angels who have amazing specialties and can help us in every way imaginable.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
Hi, this is Terry Van Horn, and you are listening to Healing Light. Today, we're talking about working with your angels. Now, we've talked about the different categories, the different choirs of angels. But, you know, just like people, angels each have their own specialties. You know, we have some people who are excellent as doctors. Some are excellent as teachers. Some are excellent at with accounting or math. You know, everybody has their own specialty. Well, it's the same thing in the angelic realm. And it's great because we can ask our angels to help us. Now, you don't need to know who does what. You can just say, help me with this. And they will. That's the beautiful part about working with the angels. Now, we have angels of abundance. You know, these are the ones who help us with making intelligent decisions as far as finances. They can help us with our career. They can help bring about financial windfalls, you know, maybe a little bit of a lottery tickets or something like that. And they can also help us with divine timing when it comes to career and making those decisions. Now, one of the angels that who helps with this is Archangel Ariel, because she does help us with our basic needs and support. And so she helps us also with abundance and prosperity. Now, we have healing angels. You know, we have huge healing teams of angels. Now, obviously, they are led by Archangel Raphael, and they help people as well as animals with healing energy. They help them with stress and their fears. They help the doctors and nurses, the techs, everyone who is working with that particular person or animal. And they help us so that we can release negativity and that we can move forward. Because, you know, negativity is one of those things that blocks healing. So that's a wonderful group to ask for assistance. We also have angels for things like moving, relocating. You know, how traumatic and how stressful is it to move from one place to another? We have angels who will actually help us. They'll help us sell our home. They'll help us find a new place to live. They'll help us find, you know, a place to rent, or helping with financing, qualifying for a loan. Whatever it takes, they help make that process easier. Of course, we have romance angels. Now, you know, this group is also works with Archangel Raphael, because Raphael is also the angel with soulmates. And he helps us find and connect with our soulmates and our twin flames. A lot of the other romance angels are like cherubs. So that vision that we have for, you know, the New Year's, or not the New Year's, but the Valentine's Day angel that's like a cherub and it's so cute and chubby. Well, it's the cherubs that help with the romance and relationships. We have angels who help us with like exercise and fitness, to help us so that we can get on track and we can stay on track, as well as helping us with our eating and to move forward to do things that are healthier for ourselves. Because the healthier we are, then the better our body is to be able to hold our spirit and to work towards whatever our life goals are. Now, of course, one of my favorites are the nature angels, because these are, you know, what many people will refer to as the devas or the fairies, the elementals. These are the ones who help as guardians of the land, plants, trees, water, the animals. You know, they'll help us with gardening. They will help us with having a peaceful existence where we live. You know, when we bought our property, it was interesting because I did not like the house. I did like the view that we had, but I didn't like the size of the property because I wanted something larger. But there was something about this piece of land that just captured me, and it held me. Well, after we bought it, when we moved in, I discovered that this wonderful tree in the backyard is a fairy tree. And so now it has a full fairy garden underneath it, and the energy in it is magical. It is so magical that people who come out here who have no preconceived ideas about angels or fairies or anything else will refer to that as the fairy tree. They feel that energy with all the angels and the elementals. And they help us in every aspect of our lives and on our property. And it's wonderful. It's beautiful. Now we're going to come to an angel that everybody needs to know. Okay, you're not going to make it another day without connecting with Walter. Now, Walter isn't an overly elegant name, but that's okay. He's one of my favorite angels because I can connect with Walter and I can ask him to help me as I commute or drive somewhere. And if you ask Walter and give him a little bit of time, you will always end up with the front parking space. That is his specialty. So call on Walter anytime you need to go somewhere and you need a great spot to park because he's your guy. And I definitely keep him busy at times. Now, we also have angels who help us connect with the beautiful and graceful aspects of life. You know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in everything else that's going on that we don't stop to, you know, as the saying goes, smell the roses. And we need to, because that is such a huge part of our lives. So we have angels who really help us connect with the beautiful aspects of life. Now, that doesn't mean the most chic, expensive, you know, must-have thing in the stores. I mean, the real beauty in life. Now, you can connect with Archangel Jophiel. She's all about grace and beauty. And not only will she help us to connect and see the beauty in everyday living, but she'll also help us so that we can really change our own appearance without having to go to extremes. You can ask her to help you in the selection of clothes or makeup or hair or anything. This is what she specializes in, is helping us to connect with those things that are beautiful and graceful. And she will help us on our personal appearance as well. Now, we have angels that help us with the family. Some who help us with the family unit itself. Some who help us with children. Archangels Gabriel and Archangel Metatron help us with all aspects of family and help us in connecting with children. Now, we also have Archangel Mary who helps us with this. Archangel Mary was the angel who came in to help Mother Mary as she was preparing to be a mom to Jesus, and then she was there helping Jesus as he grew up. Now, it's no coincidence that the angel and the mother have the same name because the mother changed her name to Mary in honor of this archangel. So, Archangel Mary is very big on helping with families and with children. Now, this includes children that are adoptive. It can be your natural children. It can be your grandchildren. Any aspect of family. You know, family is not about DNA. Family is about a soul connection, love, and mutual respect. So call on these angels. They will help you in every aspect of family life. Even if you just need to get your teenager to start cleaning up her room, ask these angels and they will help you and back you up with this. Now we have the warrior angels. You know, unfortunately, we have to have a warrior class. And these angels are led by Archangel Michael. Now, Michael is the right hand of God, and he protects and he defends with his mighty sword. Now, one of the beautiful things about it is that he uses this to help us. He supports us. You know, if he has to fight for the underdogs, he does so, but he does it peacefully and lovingly. Okay, it's not just some mindless slaughter sort of thing. He helps, you know, grassroots causes. He helps charities. He helps us whenever we're afraid of any situation that's going on. He will lend us his strength and his power. He also helps us with justice. You know, because sometimes things go on, you know, in the human world, and it may not seem to be exactly fair. But Michael will help to pull all of that together and to really help us so that we can have a fair solution and one that is equitable. So these are some of the different groups, but there are actually angels who do everything, just like we have human beings that do everything. And, you know, we can see angels in many different ways. Some people see them as being extremely tall and huge and powerful. Michael is one like that. Whenever he comes in, I feel him swooping in, and it feels like a 747 has landed right next to me because of his strength and his power. But there are other angels who come in that are very delicate. Some may appear to be like the elementals or the fairies, very petite, very loving. Sometimes you may sense them where you just feel comfortable and warm and coddled. Sometimes you feel the power and the strength. They come in different ways, but they always let us know when they're here. Now, when we get back, we're going to talk about connecting with your angels and how you can learn their names.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgemeer, host of the Inspired Parenting Radio Show, where every week we bring you empowering information from the diverse fields of conscious parenting, education, neuroscience, consciousness, health, and metaphysics to support you in nurturing the best in your children. So if you're interested in understanding what shapes your children's minds, spirits, and hearts, join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and prepare to be inspired.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Healing Light. This is Terry Van Horn, and today we're talking about connecting with our angels. So we've talked a little bit about the different types of angels there we have and some of the things that they do and ways that they can help us. But now let's talk about how to connect with your own angels. Now, this isn't nearly as hard as what people make it out to be. The first thing you need to do is, of course, just relax. Clear your mind and say a prayer asking for your angels to reveal themselves or their names to you. Now, this doesn't mean that automatically you're just going to get a flood of information, because sometimes we have to practice this. We have to practice clearing our mind so that we can actually get all this information to us. But usually, once you say your prayer, and you're just sitting there or laying down, listening for the answers, you'll sometimes get a visual of an angel. You may hear a name. So if you do, then ask your angel to also to please give me a sign that shows me that this is the right name. Now, my very first one who actually revealed himself to me was one called Malachi. Now, I saw Malachi in a vision whenever I was doing a meditation, wanting to meet my guide and my angels. What I did was I visualized going in to a forest. And I was walking through the forest. I went past waterfalls. I went past a beautiful pond, lots of flowers, lots of forest animals. And then I came upon a door, a big wooden door. And I asked that when the door opened, that my angel or my guide would come out to meet me and that I would have the opportunity to meet them for the first time. And sure enough, about the second time I tried this meditation, out walked this little old wizard who actually looked like what you would assume Merlin looks like. And he was a wizard. He didn't look like a big, powerful angel. He didn't have wings or anything like that. It was just kind of this Merlin-looking guy. He was a wizard. And the name that I got was Malachi. So I wasn't entirely sure about all of that whenever I finished the meditation and met him, even though I'd already gone through this great experience and I had seen it, I'd experienced it, I had heard the name. And then the ego kicked in and said, really? Are you serious? You just made this up. This isn't real. But I asked for confirmation through a sign. And the angels did give me a sign and confirmed that, yes, this was, you know, this was my guy. This was my first one to come through and to connect with me. Now, since that time, I have done other meditations. And, you know, it's you can have the scene whatever you want it to be. Whatever strikes a chord within you. You can go up on a mountaintop. You can go out, you know, to the ocean and have someone come sailing up to you in a boat. You can, you know, go out into another dimension and be greeted by your guide. Another time, I went to Lemuria. Actually, I just asked to go someplace to meet my most important guide at the time. And I ended up going to Lemuria and meeting this beautiful, very tall, bluish female who kind of had a birdish, hawkish face. And she was showing me all of these aspects of Lemuria, which was just absolutely divine. It was truly like the Garden of Eden, a total paradise. And then I asked her name. And she really kind of almost laughed at me. And she reminded me that we communicated telepathically, that I didn't have to have her name to connect with her. All I had to do was think of her and know that she would be there for me. And I pressed, because being a human, I name everything, and I had to have a name. And so she told me that she really didn't have a name that could be pronounced, but to think of me as the, think of herself as being the female version of Thoth. So that's what I thought of her. That's how I connect with her. And her energy was just so beautiful, so loving, supportive, but yet extremely powerful. Now, I've had many others reveal themselves to me by just asking for them to come. It's not like I get a revelation every single time that I do it. And I don't want you to think that, because that would really be misleading. But you know, when the time is right and you're ready to get additional information, it will come to you. And each one of your angels and your guides will come to you, and they will provide you with the information, the love, and support that you need at a particular time. You know, as I've said so many times before, particularly whenever I do readings, you know, your angels are here for you. They are standing around right next to you, wringing their hands, saying, "Why don't they just ask for help?" And then when we do, they're on it, as long as we give it over to them completely. Now, don't worry about calling on your guardian angels who are there specifically for you, or calling on the archangels. You know, sure, we all call Raphael when there's need and assistance for healing, but that's okay, because our angels can be everywhere at once. And so you're not taking Raphael away from anything important if you ask for help, because you are just as important as anyone else who calls on Raphael for assistance. And that's the thing we need to remember, is that we all are important, we all have value, and our angels are there to support us every step of the way. This is what they're here for. This is what they want to do, to share their love and God's messages with each one of us. All we have to do is being open to receiving the messages and open to receiving the blessings. That's all there is to it. It's not that hard. And as I said before, you're not going to have a completely, perfectly charmed life by connecting with your angels and asking for their help. But things are going to be a whole lot easier, a lot smoother, and you're going to be much more at peace, because they will help you go through everything in your life with grace and ease. That's what they're here for, to support us and to give us God's messages directly in a way that we can understand it. And by the way, if you feel that you can't really hear their messages, it's okay to ask them to speak up. You know, they will. You just ask them, you know, "A little louder, please." Or sometimes I have to say, "Could you be a little more obvious, because I'm not getting it here?" And they will. And they'll do it in ways that won't terrify you as well. So ask them, and they will be here and give you all the love and support that you could possibly ever ask for. So I want to thank everyone for being with us. And, you know, if you miss any of our programs, you can always find them on the Om Times Radio archives or on my website at healinglightonline.com. Now, next Wednesday, happens to be November the 11th. That's 11-11, two master numbers, and it's an energy portal. Now, energy portals are really special and powerful moments in time when the veil is very thin and we can connect much more closely and much more directly with those on the other side. You know, it's kind of similar to what we experience for Halloween. You know, Halloween, I was talking to someone. She was telling me about her husband who had passed just a few years before. And he came in with information and messages. I wasn't even trying. He was just right there in the room joining in on the conversation. And it was amazing. But energy portals are the same way. There are times when we have huge energy shifts so that our vibrational frequency is able to go higher and we're able to connect much more deeply with those on the other side. And the most important aspect of the entire thing is that we are able to really and truly experience oneness. So join me again next Wednesday, right here on Om Times Radio for Healing Light. Thank you again for being with us. I wish you much love, light, and many blessings. Namaste.